from KQED.
4 years ago, state lawmakers made significant changes to our criminal justice system, shifting responsibility for thousands of nonviolent, nonsexual, and less serious felons from the state to the counties. People who would have gone to the big house served time in local jails. Opponents of the change feared a deadly crime wave. Now a new report finds violent crime in California dropped to historic lows, while the state prison population declined to levels not seen in a couple decades. Marisa Lagos from KQED's California Politics and Government Desk reports.
It was sold as a way to keep the public safe while allowing California to comply with a federal court order to ease overcrowding in prisons. 4 years later, Governor Jerry Brown's plan to move nonviolent criminals from state prisons to local jails has led to one crime spike. More cars are being stolen than before the change took effect. But the plan, known as realignment, hasn't made the public less safe overall, says Magnus Lofstrom, who authored a report for the Public Policy Institute of California. There are 18,000 people on the streets that would have been behind bars without realignment, Lofstrom says.
There is arguably then more opportunities for these offenders to commit new crimes, and that will put an upward pressure on recidivism rates. But we haven't seen that.
He says realignment isn't the only big change. Ballot measures that reform the state's three strikes law and reduce some felonies to misdemeanors are also contributing to prison population decline. For the California Report, I'm Marisa Lagos.